6.14. Strangers on a Train. Part 1.
When the train stopped, I opened my eyes and looked out of the window. I saw her on the platform. A tall, blonde woman with dark blue eyes. The train left the station. As usual, the 6:20 was full.
Excuse me, can I sit here?
I opened my eyes again. It was the tall, blonde woman. Sure, I said. She sat down next to me. There was a nice smell. Chanel number 5, I thought. I opened my book and started to read.
I loved that book.
Sorry, I said.
I said I loved that book.
We chatted about books until the train arrived at Victoria Station.
Coffee?
She said. I looked at my watch. Okay, I said.
Part 2.
We sat at the station coffee bar, and we drank coffee and talked. Her name was Olivia. She told me that she worked in London. What do you do? I asked.
I work in property. Flats and houses. What do you do?
I work for Citibank.
That's interesting,
said Olivia.
Do you live in London?
Yes. I have a flat near the river. I told her the street.
Wow, that's an expensive part of London.
I looked at my watch. It's late. Time to go.
I can take you,
she said.
I live near you.
She smiled. Her eyes were very blue.
Part 3.
Her car was in the station car park. It was an Audi TT. Nice car, I said. She drove fast. Very fast. She stopped outside my flat. We said goodbye, and I gave her my phone number. Next morning, there was a text message from Olivia.
I really want to see you again. Friday?
On Friday morning, she called me.
I have 2 tickets for Chicago tonight at the Cambridge Theatre. Can you get them from the box office at 7:15? We can meet in the theatre bar at 7:30. The show starts at 8.
Part 4.
I arrived at the theatre at 7 o'clock. I got the tickets and I waited in the bar. I read the evening paper. Olivia didn't come. I looked at my watch. It was 7:45. I looked at my phone. There was a text message.
Sorry, in a meeting. See you in the theatre. Leave my ticket at the box office.
I left her ticket at the box office and found my seat. The show started, but Olivia didn't arrive. In the interval, I called her, but her phone was off. I sent her another text. Where are you? I was angry. I left the theater and went home. I opened the door of my flat and turned on the light.